editing your podcast. Once you finish your recording, it's time to turn it into an edited podcast. This is where you take out any mistakes, stick together any different audio recordings, and add any music or sound effects. An editing proviso. Now, the main thing to remember here is that there is no need to go overboard. Many successful podcasts do very little editing. In fact, if you're looking to get your information out there, you might not need to do any editing at all. Music, effects, and multiple features are all well and good, but the key to podcasting success is longevity. Whatever process allows you to create decent, regular podcasts is the one for you. If that means no title music and no editing, then that's fine. As long as your content is good and the quality of audio recording is decent, then you'll do well. But to add a bit of a professional finish, there's nothing like a bit of music, some effects, and tying together a few different audio clips, such as introduction, interviews, and features. Let's see how it's done. Music and sound effects. Music can make a big difference in how professional and engaging your podcast sounds. A short 10-second musical intro can really make your podcast stand out from the crowd. And that audio can be used at different points as background music to make it sound even more professional. Sound effects, too, can really enhance your podcast, offering a little buffer between one audio recording and the next. Your introduction and an interview, for example. There are a number of places to locate royalty-free music on the web. Most of them require to simply credit the creator of the music on your website or on the podcast, and then you can use the music as much as you like for free. Have a look at some of these sites for some good choices. http://incompetech.com/m/c/royalty-free. It's a good site for good royalty-free music. All tunes are available for free as long as you credit the creator. http://www.jamendo.com. This site has thousands of albums worth of free music to use for various purposes as long as you credit the creator. It's mostly under Creative Commons licensing. http://www.partnersinrhyme.com/pir/free_music_loops.shtml. This has some good music loops and a number of sound effects. http://www.sounddogs.com. Great for simple sound effects for any video project. Editing in Audacity. Audacity is a really simple audio editor to use, but it does take a short time to figure out the tools. The creators of Audacity have created a great set of documentation which you can access at http://audacity.sourceforge.net/manual-1.2. I have put together a short set of instructions below to get you started. This is what you'll need for your first few podcasts and covers the basic editing tasks. Import an audio file. The first thing you need to do is import the audio files that you've recorded. This may just be one recording for some quick editing, or you might be putting together a few different recordings into one podcast. To bring files into Audacity, do one of the following. Number one, select Import Audio in the File menu and choose your file or files. Number two, use the keyboard shortcut Control-I. Audacity can import WAV, AIFF, AU, IRCAM, MP3, and OGG files. Normally, you'll only be working with either WAV or MP3 files, as these are the most commonly created by both audio recorders and recording software. Playing back your imported audio. The imported audio file should now be displayed in an audio track. Now, if you'll click the green play button at the top, you should hear the file you have just imported. This lets you play through and find out what parts you need to edit. Selecting, cutting, and pasting. The most basic editing option that you'll want to carry out is cutting. This means taking out unwanted parts of the track. You might want to do this because you coughed during the recording or you simply made a mistake that you want to remove. Either way, to get rid of the offending bit of audio, you need to select it and cut it. Making a selection? To make the part you wish to cut, copy, or paste to, use the selection tool. If it's not already activated, you can choose it by clicking on the icon in the toolbar. You now click and drag the cursor over the part you want to select, much as you would do in a word processor document if you wanted to select a sentence. The selected area will appear darker than the surrounding area of the clip. You can select a part and keep dragging right to select a large section of the clip. This will cause Audacity to scroll right for you until you found the end of your section. I'd advise zooming out, though, so you can see the full section before starting playback. You'll have to find a balance between zooming out to see the whole section and zooming in enough to find the quiet point between words or sentences that you've recorded. Normally, the best cut is when there is silence, and that's represented by the waveform dropping down to nothing. As a little trick, you can now press the space bar to listen to the audio in the selected area. This helps make sure you've got the right part. To extend or contract your selection, you can hold down the shift button and click the location where you want the selection boundary to move. If you click a spot that is on the right-hand side of the middle from the current selection, you will set the right-hand boundary of your new selection, and vice versa for the left. Cutting the selected area. You can cut the selected area in three ways. Selecting Cut from the Edit, Remove Audio or Labels menu. Pressing Ctrl X or Command X on Mac. Or number three, pressing the Delete key on your keyboard. After you've cut out the selection, listen to the audio around the cut to make sure it sounds okay. If you've accidentally cut in the middle of a word and it's very obvious, then you can always undo the action and try again. Click Undo in the Edit menu to do that. Copying the selected audio. Instead of cutting a part of the audio out entirely, you might want to copy it elsewhere. Once you've made your selection, Copy will copy the selection to the clipboard. You can then paste that selection back into any track by clicking where you want it to be placed, and then selecting Paste in the Edit menu. Mixing background music with a voiceover. Audacity makes it really easy to mix two different sounds together. This is called multi-track editing, and is a level up from simple audio editing. If you've got this far, then well done. Here are the steps to follow. Number 1, open your main audio file. For example, the interview you recorded last week. Select Import Audio from the File menu and open the sound you want to play alongside. For example, the background music. Number 3, listen to the tracks using the play button. Audacity will have automatically placed them alongside each other and you'll hear them playing at the same time. You can see both tracks in the play window. It seems you can see 4 tracks, but that's because both tracks are stereo, so you have 2 channels on each track. You can see there are only 2 tracks because each track has 1 boxed area on the left with the track title at the top. Number 4, choose the time shift tool and adjust the position of one track or the other by dragging it to the left or right. Move the tracks until they're synchronized as you have planned so that the music starts and stops when you want it to. Number 5, set the music to suit the length required. You can short the music by simply selecting a portion of it and cutting it out. Find the point where you want it to stop, select from there right up to the end, and pressing the Delete key. Working with music volume in podcasts. Music has 2 main purposes in a podcast. Number 1, background music, to play consistently alongside voice track. Number 2, introduction or outro music, to mark the start and end of your podcast. In both cases, you'll need to edit the volume in some way. For background music, you need to make it quieter so that it doesn't drown out the voice track. And for intro and outro music, you'll want to make it fade in and out to blend in with the voice track set of brackets. Let's have a look at how to do this. Editing background music volume. Background music is quite simple. You just need to reduce the volume of the entire track. This is done using the gain control on the left-hand panel of each track. Slide that control left to reduce the volume and right to increase it. The easiest way to find the right level is to press play, listen to the audio, and move the slider left and right until you hear a good level. Make sure you have the background music quiet enough so that the voices are really easy to hear. Using the fade tool to control volume. For intro and outro music, normally you want to play the music for a short time at the start and then fade it as you start to speak. This can be done quite easily using the fade tool. First, decide how long the intro track will play. 10, 20 seconds is normally plenty. Then select the last 5 seconds or so of the music track. This is area that will fade out. If you want a longer fade, so that it overlaps with the voice longer, then keep a shorter section of music at the start of the track and select a longer area to fade. Once you've selected an area to fade out, click on the effects menu, then click on the fade out tool. This will make the entire selected area start off at its normal volume and gradually fade away to silence. Now the only thing to do is to move the voice track to follow the fading section, and you're done. You can get the best results here by overlapping the start of the voice track with the fading area. This means the voice starts speaking as the music is fading out and creates a nice professional sounding intro. To do this, use the time shift tool to move the voice track to the right until the start of it lies just beyond the point of the music fade. You can do the exact opposite for your outro music using the fade in tool. This appears too in the effect menu. Just select the start portion of your outro music and click the fade in tool, and it will start the track at zero volume and gradually increase it over the time period that you selected. Using the envelope tool for intro outro music volume control. Sometimes you want a bit more control over the volume of a track. An example of this might be an intro where you have 30 seconds of music, but for 10 seconds in the middle of that music, you give a short introduction to the podcast. This is a very common introduction to professional podcasts. It really makes an episode shine when you can pull it off. Luckily, it's pretty easy. To do this, you use the envelope tool. First, you get the music and place it at the start of your track. Then you get your short vocal intro and drag it to overlap the middle of the intro music as shown. If you play the audio now, you'll barely hear the voice as the music will be too loud. What you need to do is reduce the volume of the music just for the section where the voice is speaking. To do this, use the envelope tool. Now you see that the track is bound top and bottom by a blue line. Click on this blue line with the envelope tool at the point you wish to make the music start to fade down. Next, click just after the vocal start where you want the music to finish fading down. When you do this, you'll see small white dots appear on the blue line. If you click and drag these dots up and down, you can change the volume of the music at the point of the track. Dragging the white dots toward the center makes the music quieter. You can see the music starts out loud, then just before the vocals start, the topmost track, the music starts to reduce in volume. Then a little after the vocals start, it levels out and remains playing, but quietly. You simply do the opposite for the fade back up once the vocals finish. Click on the blue line just before the voice stops, and then again after the voice stops. Lastly, drag the white dot right after the voice stops up to the top of the track so that the volume increases. This can work out quite well for outro music too. The outro music works well when faded in quite early and played over your entire closing section of the podcast. This is normally where you talk about the next episode or ask for feedback and give your contact details. Use the envelope tool to fade up to your intro music to a low level at the start of your closing section. Then, once you stop speaking, fade it up to full volume, play for 5 to 10 seconds, and then stop the music altogether. This gives a great professional sounding outro. Exporting your finished podcast. Once you've done all your editing, it's time to export the finished article. To export your podcast, click on File and Export. This will allow you to choose where to save the file. The important thing here is to make sure you choose MP3 format as shown above. This is the most commonly used format for podcasting, and is the one every digital player will be able to process.